This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Monday evening's vote over the defunding of Planned Parenthood comes down to seven senators and whether voters can convince them to break a filibuster by pro-abortion Democrats. Should they do so, President Obama has promised a swift veto. Countering that White House move, however, 18 members of the U.S. House say they will not support any budget, including funding for Planned Parenthood, which, if successful, could shut down the government. With the 2016 elections 15 months away, those who call legislators to persuade pro-life votes in these kinds of battles may have extra leverage. The eugenic philosophy which spawned Planned Parenthood has earned the abortion giant lots of glamorous friends. This may help explain why so many celebrities are defending Planned Parenthood in the face of criticism about charges of making money from specimens procured from and sold after abortion. One line repeated almost like a mindless mantra repeats a myth about all the good done by Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. In yet another extreme example of the coercion and violence the Elliott Institute says is behind at least 40% of all abortions, a Connecticut man has been sentenced to 80 years in prison after hiring a hitman. His pregnant girlfriend refused to have an abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.